three Bibles to John chapter 10. So we're going to appreciate, thank Jane and Ryan. They let us stay in their house this last week. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Good to see you, man.
Hopefully we didn't trash the house too much. So we really appreciate that. And of course, just sad to be leaving now. The weather's good. But yeah, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when it was freezing, you know. So, but it is awesome to be here. You know, you do learn a lot from somebody by the title that they have. I mean, if you meet somebody and they say, well, I'm Dr. So-and-so, immediately a lot of qualities go through your mind. You say, okay, I'm a medical, this, whatever. You know, if someone, you meet someone that's professor, you know, blah, blah, blah. Again, there's an immediate association with, okay, he's academic, he studied a lot, he's a smart dude, whatever. Whatever, no matter what the title it is, it gives you immediate sort of context of this person's character qualities and what have you. Now, if someone has multiple possible titles and they pick one of the multitude, that tells you even more about that particular person and something of the qualities they had. The ones that they value the most or they're most proud of is this particular one. And look at John chapter 10 here. And we'll just read here, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. And of course he carries on and talks a little bit more. But it's interesting, Jesus chooses to give himself this title of, I'm the good shepherd. He could have given himself all sorts of things, couldn't he? He said, I am the king of the universe. Right? I am the biggest, most powerful being you will ever meet in your entire life. I mean, there's all sorts of ways he could have described himself. And yet, what Jesus chose here to describe himself for us to know that this is something that he really values. This is a part of his character that he really sees. This is important. He says, I am the good shepherd. Now, a shepherd is not a particularly glorious job. You know, it's not often that people, you know, sort of value that title. I mean, doctor, professor, king, prince, you know, what have you. But he's like Prince of Wales, right? Prince of Cambridge, you know, Duchess of Cambridge, whatever. Duke. I mean, but Jesus says, this, you've got to understand, this is something that is really an important character quality that I have. And because we are disciples of Jesus, okay, because we claim to follow Jesus, this is something we all need to become. It's not like we can say, well, Jesus is a good shepherd, and, you know, Vanna needs to be a good shepherd, but as for me, I can be a lousy shepherd and that's okay. No. If you follow Jesus, if you are a disciple of his, then you've got to say, I need to become a good shepherd. That's who I need to become. That's who I'm following. That's the qualities that I need to embrace. And as I describe my leadership style, as I describe the way I lead my Bible talk, the way I lead my family, the way I lead whatever I'm in charge of, the leadership style needs to be, I am a good shepherd. Yeah. Now, what would we say if we were to pick the qualities of a good shepherd? A real shepherd. In other words, what makes for a good shepherd? Real sheep, real shepherd.
Hard working?
Yeah. Lots of hard work, looking after a flock of sheep. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Alert. Now, there is an alertness about, you know, where is that sheep going? Sheep wander. Sheep stray a lot, okay? And so, yeah, if you've got to be alert, noticing, why is that sheep wandering over that hill? Okay? Yeah.
Courageous.
Certainly courageous, isn't it? Because you have to defend the sheep sometimes against vicious wolves. So there has to be a courage to be able to stand and defend and protect. Yeah.
You need to know your sheep.
Yes. Okay, you need to know your sheep. You take the time to get to know the sheep. Because Jesus later on talks about, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They know my voice. Okay? So we need to know our sheep. Take the time to know them, know their life, and know their issues. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, there's got to be care and concern, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be known by the sheep.
What's that?
It should be known by the sheep.
Known by the sheep, exactly. That you're amongst the sheep. Okay, that you're there. The sheep know your voice. They know what you're about. Okay, yeah. I mean, there's other passages that talk about the parable, of course, is the 100 sheep, right? One goes missing. What happens? Mm. Does the shepherd say, well, at least I got 99. Good day today. No, the Bible actually says the shepherd goes out and says, man, there's one missing. He counts. He counts to know. Whoa, sheep so-and-so is gone. And he goes off and he finds the lost sheep. Okay? And he comes back and he says, there is great rejoicing of the one sheep that was lost and is now found again. I mean, there is a caring, concern, noticing, interested, picking up stuff. I mean, that is the qualities of a good shepherd. That's how you need to lead your family and your Bible talk and your whatever. I don't know what else you guys lead. Kids zone, worship team, whatever it is. That's how we need to be. There needs to be the spirit of caring, concern, noticing. You know, sometimes people will come up and say stuff to me in church and I'll say something and it just sounds funky. You know, it's just, that just doesn't sound biblical. That sounds off. And you know, and so I'll lie in bed now and I think, boy, there's something wrong with that. Boy, there is a sin behind there somewhere. He's entrapped. Something's trapping him up. That is not the way disciples interact with each other. And I lie in bed and it's just like, I'm thinking, boy, there's a scripture surely that defines. And then you wake up going, ta-da, I got it. You know, we had that conversation. I'm a little concerned. There's something you said that just didn't ring right with me. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had that when you're at church. And you know, you fellowship and hey, how are you doing, whatever. And it's like, so-and-so was missing. I didn't see them. Did you see so-and-so there? Were they? I didn't see them. And there's just that, you lie in bed and you count them sheep. Right, is it? Yeah, Joey, Beach. You know, again, Susie, Deb. Oh, God. But I mean, that's how we need to be. There needs to be the spirit of concern. The Bible, Jesus contrasts that with a hired hand. And the hired hand, the Bible says, doesn't care for the sheep. It's a job. I have to. Someone appointed me in charge, so I guess I have to. But, you know, they better look after themselves, these sheep. There's a huge difference between the heart of the good shepherd and the heart of the hired hand. And the hired hand is not, you know, an enlightened new leader with a new style, you know, of freedom and let them, you know, develop on their own. And that's not like a fancy new leadership style. It's a heart issue here. And I think that what we've got to be able to discern, yes, obviously as people grow older as Christians, they need to take more responsibility for their lives. And certainly the way we shepherd young baby Christians, you know, it's intense. One of the things we started noticing in Jehovah, we had a lot of conversions last year, and we started noticing that, boy, the people doing really badly are some of these young Christians that just got baptized. And so we started going back and asking questions and saying, so how's it going with, you know, follow-up studies with them? And how, you know, oh yeah, we've never done a Bible study with them since they got baptized. What? Yeah, you know, I told them, when you need help, give me a call. You did what? To a baby Christian? And what happens is that there's kind of this, you know, I'm too busy
to take care of
young sheep mentality started coming out. And, you know, they need to learn to walk right and talk right and what have you. And I'm the consultant shepherd. That is nonsense. Nonsense, particularly for young Christians. And so we've had to tighten up totally. We've got to go back, you know, to good old fashioned. We're going to be opening the Bible every week. We're going to be training, teaching, helping them find their feet and their faith, you know, because that's the heart of a good shepherd. Yeah. I'm going to share a couple of things.
I think that, you know, the thing that convicts me the most about that passage is that the Bible says that the thief comes. And I think that especially as women, and once we start having children, I know that there's some campus students there, I don't know any kids, but I get that, you know, exam time or whatever, life is hectic. You know, then you're moving house, then you have a child, then you have a second child, then you change jobs, then you're thinking about buying a car, then you, just life is so busy. And I think one of the biggest schemes that Satan wants us to believe